of sweat and adrenaline. The roar of the crowd still vibrated in her chest. Even while perched on the town's walls, where she was forced to keep a respectable distance from the violence, the curses and mud, she could taste the battle. Jenny, the tavern's landlady, placed her hands on her hips, her dark blonde hair swaying just above her shoulders. "I swear, Lady Blackmere, if you get me into trouble." Natalie pressed her teeth into her lower lip and pulled the gown's laces tighter against Jenny's slender figure. "I won't." She could not hide her grin as she threaded the final eyelets on the bodice. "This is my castle anyway. Who are you going to be in trouble with?" Jenny sighed in defeat. "Well, what am I supposed to do all night?" "Whatever you want, the castle is yours for the evening."
"It's awfully dreary. No wonder you're so pale and pasty, hiding away up here all these years."
A huff of incredulous laughter burst from Natalie's lips. "Thank you. That's just what I needed to hear before I meet my heroes." She pushed her auburn locks over her shoulders to keep them out of the way of the laces. Jenny turned her head. She pressed her lips together and cringed at her poor choice of words.
"I only say it from a place of concern, Natalie. You were so bold and rosy-cheeked when you arrived at Blackmere all those years ago, and now..."
"I know." Natalie drew a steadying breath and offered her friend a reassuring smile. The past 12 years had been hard. Raw grief had dulled to numbness, then complacency, and finally comfort. But now it was time for her to break out from her self-inflicted prison. The champions had saved Aldland once, long ago. Perhaps they could save her spirit.
"Anyway, there's plenty to do tonight. You could read."
Natalie gestured to the bookshelves tucked in the corner of the room. There were tales of epic battles and brave heroes, mythical creatures and indomitable heroines. Their spines were battered and bent out of shape by multiple re-readings.
"Is that what you're doing here all day?"
"Among other things."
"Such as?"
Natalie chewed her lip in the heavy silence. If she was honest about what she really did for fun, it would only result in teasing. She smiled to herself as she thought of the scraped and chipped stones concealed behind tapestries, the places where she had gotten carried away with the blunted decorative swords which hung on the castle's walls. With a tug, she knotted the laces at the small of Jenny's back and stepped around the tavern landlady to admire her handiwork. Against Jenny's slight frame, the gown was loose and creased and stopped 4 inches above her feet. The washed-out blue wool was cool against her pale skin, just as it was with Natalie's, but the gentle pink of the setting sun glowed through the window and cast soft light on the landlady's rosy cheeks and freckles. Her blue eyes sparkled in the light. At the sight of her, a sense of longing overcame Natalie. She could not remember the last time she had stayed outside long enough for the sun to warm her skin. Lowering her eyes, Jenny stepped to the side, peering at her figure. She looked every bit as stately as the Lady of Blackmere Castle should.
"By the goddess, I look like a queen!"
Natalie could not help but smile. She would gladly give Jenny the castle if it meant she could take off in the morning, concealed among the ranks of the champions, and live among them at the guild.
"You look beautiful." "Why do we have to switch, though? It's completely normal for the nobles to meet the champions after a tourney. Just call them here."
"Someone has to stay here. If the castle looks empty, they'll know something's amiss. And if the champions come here and meet me as Lady Blackmere, they'll be stiff and formal and dull. I want to meet the real champions."
"Oh, you and your champions."
Jenny rolled her eyes, smoothing the folds of fabric over her slender figure.